Some people looking for jobs have been adding their vaccine status to their resumes, but is that enough for hiring managers? Should that info also be on your LinkedIn page, for instance? Here with today's Career Control is Sabeel Marcellus.
Failing to put your vaccine status on your resume could get you eliminated from job seeker consideration. Now, that's according to hiring managers that have spoken to Resume Builder in their recent survey. Now, a third of hiring managers said they would eliminate someone automatically if they didn't see that vaccine status on their resume. To talk some more about this, I want to bring in John Challenger of Challenger Gray and Christmas to break this down. Now, John, hiring managers are saying they have received some resumes with vaccine statuses on them, but what about putting that information on LinkedIn? Some job seekers are already doing it. How critical is it to put your vaccine status on your LinkedIn profile?
Well, it certainly might help with employers who don't want to go through the difficulty, if you are not vaccinated, of dealing with the issues that inevitably come up as they begin to enforce more vaccination on their employees. They know that it's difficult. There's just more flack with the unvaccinated if they begin to follow the mandate from the government or decide on their own to put in a mandate requiring their workers to put their vaccination status into their application.
And how about disclosing your vaccination status on other social media platforms such as Twitter or Facebook? Could expressing those views hinder the hiring process or at least not get that person hired?
Well, one way or the other, there is some risk today. Still, it's a very polarized environment, as we all know. It's almost like making a political statement sometimes, and you don't know when you're looking for work, what the person on the opposite side of the desk is thinking. And so some people are choosing not to make that choice just because they don't know who they're going to run into, and they want to leave themselves open to all possibilities.
A third of hiring managers have said they would eliminate a job seeker automatically if they didn't see that vaccination status on that resume. So where does that leave anti-vaxxers? Are there companies or are there parts of the country where disclosing that you are unvaccinated could give a job seeker an edge?
Sure. We know in rural areas, for companies with their operations that are out in the field, in places, more so in the South and the West coast. There are, in fact, just kind of the opposite feelings towards, having, vaccination. It could actually hurt you if you're vaccinated. There are people who are feeling like they just can't tell their employers that they've had those vaccinations for fear of recrimination.
And President Biden is pushing for companies with more than 100 employees to either require vaccinations or weekly testing. Now, do many hiring managers prefer to hire vaccinated workers specifically because of the complexity of implementing weekly testing? I mean, are companies really set up for weekly testing right now?
Well, the weekly testing is an issue. We don't know whether those tests are going to be available. They're going to have to get downloaded, or the proof of that testing is going to have to be given to the company each week. So again, it makes for more risk to the company that it doesn't get done properly. No question that in regard to the mandate from the government, businesses need clarity. So if they can go to their employees and say, the government is requiring us, if we're over 100 employees, to have that you're all vaccinated, it just makes it so much easier. They're not taking any kind of stand. They're saying, we're just following the law. So that kind of cover will make it so much easier for companies to move forward and just not get caught up in one side or another here.
John, as many companies continue to deal with hiring challenges, do qualifications still matter much more than vaccination status?
Sure, of course, companies are trying to find the right people. But think about this, what's happening to companies is in a very, very tight labor market where they cannot find enough people. Their recruiters are just so busy that they aren't getting their orders filled. They're talented college educated workers are saying, if you don't let me work from home 100% of the time, I'll go somewhere else. Their unvaccinated workers in the field are saying, if you make me get vaccinations, I'm going to go somewhere else. And so they're caught in the middle here, you know, in a very tight labor market. And on both fronts, they run the risk if they take stands that would seem to make sense to try to get your workers back to work, at least some of the time, you know, back in the office, or to get vaccinated, they run the risk of losing people in a market where they can ill afford to lose anybody.
Definitely. Many companies there are trying to avoid conflict. John Challenger, great to have you on. Thanks so much.